This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence. Featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox.
Money. I'm Jason Labrum, your host in studio, as always, with Alex Klingensmith, and we have a fun show for you today. Alex, we're going old school. We're bringing it back. We are talking about annuities today. What do you think, man?
Well, I think that we as a firm understand better than most how and when and where to use annuities in a client's financial plan as a you know, an insurance piece. So I think it makes sense. There's been a lot of volatility this year. A lot of people are saying that with the election coming up in a few months here, there's going to be more volatility. So
right.
Let's talk about them, right?
Well, yeah, and how they can be put into a portfolio effectively. But I think what puts us in a unique situation, Alex, which you alluded to, is that not only do we understand them really well, we understand the variable annuity side. We also understand the fixed indexed annuity side. But I think more importantly is that they're not something that we go out and try and sell a lot of, where most of the people who are selling annuities, most of the advisors, that's what they focus on. They sell annuities. And quite frankly, they do it because there's a big commission involved. And we've done something at our firm, the Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. We've done something kind of unique with annuities where we do not allow our advisors to take the upfront compensation. Instead, they have to take a small compensation upfront and levelize it over time so that there is not such a huge bias to sell that particular product. So we'll get into some more details on that as we go down to the show, because I think if we really slow this down, Alex, and help people understand it, I mean, there's so many individuals who own an annuity, or somebody's tried to sell them annuity, or they've come across it, or they inherited one or whatnot. So I think it is a topic that, even though we have a bit of disgust around annuities and how they are sold, I think it's time to expose them, talk about them. But then I think it's also, unlike, you know, Fisher, who comes out every day and says they're the worst things in the world, I think that there is a place for the right person at the right time that they can make sense if and only if it is sold as a true fiduciary, not a guy who sells it and says he's a fiduciary, but yet he won't tell you how much he's getting paid on it. He just tells you something like this: don't worry, the insurance company pays me. You don't have to pay anything. That's a problem. You don't want that. So
nothing's free in life. That's
no,
true.
We're gonna rip into it. I think this is gonna be the annuity show. You can truly learn what these are and how they work. And we want you to be able to get a hold of us if you have specific questions about an annuity you own, or about a webinar or something you've been to, a seminar where somebody was trying to sell annuities. You can talk to us, and you can get the truth unfiltered, totally transparent from a full-time, all-the-time fiduciary advisor who doesn't sell very many annuities. But when we do, they're appropriate for the client. So that's a difference. And that is a difference that is hard to find. So give us a call at 877-707-8889. That's 877-707-8889. Also, you can check us out at financialdetox.com, financialdetox.com. So Alex, I can't help but bring up that, you know, we did a webinar last night, right, for a bunch of prospective clients, and it was a lot of fun. And in prepping for that, we watched several other webinars that were done by other advisors and different things. And man, it was painful to watch and see what's going on. I will be nice. But it reminded me of why we started Financial Detox as a consumer education brand. And it reminded me why we wrote the book Financial Detox. And if you're listening to the show right now and you want to truly understand how annuities work, but you want to understand how to be a better investor, if you send an email to my inbox, jason@financialdetox.com, it's really simple, jason@financialdetox.com, I'm going to send you a free copy of my book called Financial Detox, and it will break down not only how to be a better investor, but it's also going to help you understand annuities and how and when they may work in your portfolio, but understand traditional investments and understand alternative investments and understand what an investment philosophy is and how you pick one and how you stick to it. But when we look at what's going on in our industry, it's borderline repulsive what happens when it comes to annuities and how they're portrayed, how they're sold by individuals claiming to be fiduciaries that aren't fiduciaries. Because to be a fiduciary, you have to disclose all compensation and conflicts of interest. And if you have no other products to sell except an annuity, there is already a conflict of interest that you need to disclose. Mm-hmm. If you have an asset management platform for traditional portfolios that you get paid 1% to manage money on, and if you sell an annuity, you get paid 8% commission, 8% day one, that is a conflict of interest. And believe me, advisors are leaning towards that product because they want the payday, even if it's not right for you.
Let's break that down for a second. I think that's really good to break down, because from the perspective of, like, when you're, let's say you're an investor and you've worked your whole life and you've saved money and you've invested, and then you meet someone or one of your friends says to talk to their person, or you go to a Social Security seminar or webinar, and the person that's selling you the thing could either do what we do, which is we charge a quarterly management fee that is built in a way to foster and align, you know, a relationship that's ongoing. It's not a transaction. It's an ongoing relationship where we as the advisor team have a vested interest in long-term success of our clients. So there in the very beginning, the foundation of motive is on the same page there, right? Yeah. Whereas if we were an insurance only person, which is what I was 15 years ago, my motivation was to do what I thought was the best thing for the client at the time, given what I, you know, the arrows in my quiver, or the one arrow in my quiver, really, maybe two. And I was going to get maybe the, like you said, the 8%, or maybe back in the day, it was up to 10% of upfront commission, so that once that policy was sold, so let's say it was a $200,000 IRA rollover into an annuity, what's 10% of $200,000? I got $20,000.
Big ones. And we want to make sure that our listeners know, done the right way, combined with traditional investments, combined in a whole financial plan, that you can actually do really well with them. And they can fit under certain circumstances. And that's what we want to share too. We're not just here to paint the doom and gloom picture of be scared of annuities, be scared of annuities and be scared of anybody who's selling them. But you do need to put your red flag up. You do need to put up your radar and pay attention to anybody who is not licensed to sell securities, AE. They're a 65 securities licensed person who is an RIA, an investment advisor at an RIA, which is super important, but then they also can have an insurance license to do that, but they need to be able to and be willing to disclose their compensation so you can understand it. So let's dive deeper when we come back from a quick break. Alex, again, if you want a free copy of the Financial Detox book, my book, I'll send it to you. If you just simply send an email to jason@financialdetox.com, free copy of the book, jason@financialdetox.com, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Welcome back. It's Financial Detox. We are breaking down annuities. It is all about annuities. There is good, there is bad, and there is definitely ugly. So we just want to...
It's Clint Eastwood movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. There you go, right? That was
very nice.
Thank you.
Brady just learned to whistle really well the other day. My son.
You got to teach him that.
He whistles really well now. So, but he goes around whistling everywhere. And it's actually really annoying because we're like, dude, you can't just whistle all day, every day.
Nobody wants to hear anybody else whistle. It's kind of like nobody wants to be sold an annuity that has a huge commission on the front of it. And
it's just like that.
It's the same kind of thing. Isn't it?
Exact same thing.
you said you were going to talk more because I'm tired and I work.
Okay. Let's talk about the pros and cons and then the different kinds. So the pros and cons of annuities, the pros of every annuity I've ever come across, there's two things, right? The number one thing is there's either full principal protection or some type of principal protection. So what does that mean? It means that if you put $100,000 in and you give it to the insurance company contractually, they're going to protect $100,000 either in the form of an income-based benefit or true account value benefit. If you were to die or take income, you get to have the $100,000, even if the market turns south the next day. So that principle of protection is a real thing. That's really true. It definitely can get really complicated and gray when they start to add on different kinds of annuities and riders and variable versus fixed. And there's all kinds of things there to be pay attention to. You got to follow their rules around that. But principal protection is real. The other big thing that I believe
every wait a minute. You're telling me, Alex, that if I invest my $1 million, I can have some potential upside. We'll talk about that third segment here.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that my $1 million doesn't ever go away. I can't go down, even if the market goes down by 50% or 30%.
Yep. I'm telling you that is how variable and fixed annuities work. Generally speaking, the only way that that base can go down is if you take money out yourself. If you withdraw money, I used to have clients asking that, like, wait a minute. So if I take money out, it doesn't go down. I'm like, no, that's not what I said. I said that the markets can't make your account go down. You pulling money out, of course, that would be too good to be true. But, and be careful with the variable thing, because they do have account values that can go up and down based on the market. That's why they're called variable. But they put on these other insurance wrappers where there's going to be an income base that never goes down due to market fluctuations. But then there's the rules. You got to follow those rules. And the rules usually have to do with withdrawal rates. Like, how much of my money can I take out at what speed based on my age and the account balance? And it is tricky, because if you mess up and break the rules, you blow up the whole thing. And then you just wasted all this money on insurance around a portfolio that you didn't end up using. So that would suck.
Does it make sense to think about, we own homes, right? And everyone has home insurance, and we own cars, and everybody has car insurance. Some is required, but most people insure their car beyond what's required. But then a lot of times we have portfolios or investments that are more in value than our home or car, but yet we don't insure them at all. We just
I love this question. I used to sell this. I used to use this when I was selling fear on buying annuities 10, 15, 15 years ago. And here's what I learned over the years, and you probably taught me this, is that you can insure your portfolio in other ways that don't cost as much. You can diversify, you can tilt towards or away from different factors, right? Yeah. That is insurance. But so if you didn't want the car thing is like this, if you didn't want to buy car insurance, buy 10 cars and drive one each day. One of them, you crash one of them, you still have 9. That's diversification, and you don't have to have insurance then. Right.
Oh, that's a good analogy. That's a great point. Right.
It's a crazy way to do it. But if you have one stock and the stock goes down, then you don't have insurance. If you have 1,000 stocks and one of them goes away, you built insurance in a cheaper way than buying an annuity. Right.
Right. But you can still with the 1,000 stock portfolio, like we build well-diversified portfolios that have thousands of stocks inside of them through low-cost ETFs and low-cost mutual funds. And the very tax efficient low cost ETFs and mutual funds, might I add, but our clients, depending on whether they're a capital preservation client, a conservative, a moderate, a growth, aggressive growth, those clients will still experience some volatility. They don't really have risk per se, because their money won't go down and stay down, but it could temporarily go down a little bit. So if you were looking for something that literally won't go down ever, like a CD at the bank or like money under the mattress, it goes down only because of inflation. And I think that's actually one of the risks that we'll talk about later can your return on an annuity be big enough that it surpasses inflation and taxes, so you actually have a real positive rate of return?
So principal protection is a real one. The second biggest thing about annuities is guaranteed income for life. It is the only thing that I'm aware of that has a contractual guarantee with a company, an insurance company in this case. The insurance company will contractually guarantee that you will receive income for the rest of your life. Now, how much income and at what, at what liquidity levels, those are all, again, complexities and rules you have to follow to play the game. But principal protection, guaranteed income for life, those are the two big pros in my mind.
Right.
Those are the only pros in my mind, actually. Those are big pros, though. I mean, if you think about it, especially given this year, the emotional, kind of roller coaster that we've been on personally or economically or as an investor, to be able to kind of insure away some of those things, it's kind of nice in some ways. I can understand that.
Well, and we study the markets and behavioral finance so often, and we look at what are the average returns that investors get. What type of returns do real people, real individuals get when it comes to investing? And they're quite dismal. I mean, they're not good. And that's because most of the time that they don't have a philosophy, they don't stick to it. And then the markets get volatile and they panic at the bottom and sell when they shouldn't be selling. They should be buying or getting more aggressive. Instead, they're getting out because they just can't handle it. We've seen it happen as recent as this year with some clients, a very select group, but they literally panicked and got out of the market. That's just terrible.
Yeah.
And that's, so if you're that type of investor, which we're not criticizing you, we're not making fun of you, but if you're just a person who says, I can't handle volatility, can't do it. I just can't stomach it because you're worrisome and it scares you and it makes you nervous and you're worried about running out of money. Then if you get with somebody who's a full-time, all the time fiduciary, like our team, we can explain to you the good, the bad, and the ugly of an annuity in a totally unbiased, product agnostic way. And we can help you find something that protects the downside. You don't have downside in the market. You do have guaranteed for income for life. And you are going to give up on some things. You're going to get less return than you would otherwise get. You're going to have a surrender penalty. So there's going to be a restriction to how much cash you can pull out of your portfolio. There's going to be some things that are negatives. It's Financial Detox, the Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors with offices in Carlsbad, California, Temecula and Murrieta, Scottsdale, Fort Worth, now Austin area, Bee Cave, Lake Travis. We can help you almost no matter where you are. And we have clients all over the country. So we invite you to check us out at financialdetox.com. And we'll continue this conversation here, Alex, on annuities. We only have 6 or 7 minutes left, so it goes by fast. I'm trying to get you a lot of information. We do believe that there are times where annuities can make sense. We're not like Ken Fisher, who says they're always terrible. They're the death. They're the worst. Although I think more often than not, we don't think they are necessary, because more often than not, people can be educated about how markets work. People can be educated about volatility versus risk. And we can construct portfolios along a spectrum of capital preservation on up to aggressive growth that matches your financial plan. And we can create an enormous amount of financial peace of mind for clients. And then they don't have to pay for the insurance that the insurance company provides, which takes away a lot of the potential upside. It has 10-year surrender penalties. There's all kinds of stuff that sometimes has 10 years, sometimes has five. But that's the so we think in most situations, or in a lot of situations, there's a better way. But for some people, it actually makes sense. And I got to say, Alex, before we dive into the negatives, you were going to pick it up. But when you look at bonds right now, and I think this is where the strongest argument exists for a fixed indexed annuity that has guaranteed principal value and guaranteed income for life, the place they make the most sense right now is when you look at bonds and the yields that are being paid on bonds, high quality bonds, is so low. And if you look at where interest rates are, as interest rates rise, we all know that bond prices go down. Bonds are going to have a tough run probably the next 10 years or so. So if I can participate in some of the upside of equity markets, stocks, through a fixed index annuity, but have zero risk, this is starting to make some sense, I think, isn't it?
I'm going to blow it up for you right now, because this is what I did this morning. I had a phone call with a very seasoned professional annuity salesperson at a high level in a decent sized firm. And here's where everything you've been saying for years, and how we execute and implement and manage investment portfolios blows that apart, is that the cons of annuities are the upside potential. The way that you're paying for most of your fees are in not being able to participate in the market as it goes up and down. The market across all asset classes, so bonds and stocks, different types of bonds and different types of stocks. One of the biggest things that we add value to client experience and pay for our fee at least 1-2 times over every year, I hope, is by actively rebalancing across multiple asset classes. If you go and you put 10% of your portfolio or 20% of your portfolio into an annuity to solve for fixed income, and then there's an event like coronavirus, you can't tax loss harvest, you can't rebalance, you can't do all the things you're supposed to do when you're managing a portfolio like we think you should. You can't do any of those things because you're stuck in an annuity. And also, by the way, when you put your after-tax money in an annuity and it comes out, guess how it's taxed? Always, all the time, right? It's ordinary income. So you lose a lot of the reasons why you invest in the first place to be able to control what you can. I get why you buy them, peace of mind, principal protection, guaranteed income. We talked about the pros. If you're willing to sacrifice all the other stuff, yes, we will sell you an annuity.
We'll disclose how much we're going to get paid on it, so you understand how that works.
And take a trail commission versus an upfront, so we have a vested interest in long-term success. All the things you can do, but that's why I don't believe in the bond replacement, because you can't manage it from that point on. It's just done. It's dead money in a sense. Right. It's over there.
Well, and listen, I mean, another point to what you're saying, which I means it means you probably won the argument, is when you look at bonds and interest rates, I mean, 5 years ago, people were saying, and the consensus was, interest rates are going to turn around and go up soon. And yet they've continued to go down and bond prices have continued to go up. And so, I mean, if you look at interest rates right now, they could conceivably still be cut in half, right? They could still be cut in half two or three more times, which means bond prices could continue to be strong depending on the environment and what's going on. You know, there's always a place. Plus, if you're investing in bonds right now, like we are in our portfolios for a lot of our clients, we have some bonds, we have some stocks, diversified bonds. We're being conscious of what type of bonds we own so that we don't have a whole bunch of interest rate risk, so that we're not exposed to additional and unnecessary volatility. If you're in shorter term bonds and interest rates are going up, well, your bonds are coming due and you get to buy new bonds at the higher interest rates as the interest rates climb. So you can protect yourself that way too. So I think you make a really good point, Alex. And I think as we summarize this and we bring it back to the same thing, it always comes back to, like, building a plan, having a financial plan, having an investment philosophy that matches you, because everybody's individual, right? Some clients are just nervous. Some clients are going to tell us they're going to stay put, and then as soon as the market goes down 20%, they lose their marbles and they're out, right? So there's certain clients that, you know, just it just changes for different people, have different aptitudes for volatility. They have different cognitive abilities to understand the markets and how they work. And so that's where I think that having us as a team of full-time, all-the-time fiduciaries to work with you on a really personal basis, designing a plan, looking at inflation, looking at taxes, looking at interest rates, looking at portfolio returns and volatility and all those things, to come up with a customized plan for you with somebody who isn't just an insurance salesperson, with somebody who isn't just a stock and bond salesperson, somebody who truly has a full suite of services, taxes included. And so I think that's where we make a difference for people. And I think that's what you need to be looking for, whether you work with us or work with somebody else. Look for a fiduciary advisor that is an investment advisor representative at an RIA. It's the only kind of person you should be working with in today's environment. We'll help you do that. You can give us a call at 877-707-8889. Once again, 877-707-8889. And a free book will be mailed to you by simply shooting an email off with your name and address to jason@financialdetox.com. That's my direct email, jason@financialdetox.com. We'll get you a copy of the book, Financial Detox, and help you get detoxified and stay that way by listening to our show. It's on KCBQ, The Answer, at 1:30 on Saturdays every week. And you can also check us out anywhere podcasts are played. So podcast player, iTunes, any of those places, you can search for Financial Detox and voila, you'll get to hear Alex and I rant about all kinds of good financial stuff. We got to cut it short. We're out of here. We got to stop it. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate your work, man. We always get it done. And thanks for listening to our show. We'll catch you next week on Financial Detox.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for financial detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com. For podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind. Money.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of the show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements statements or forecasts are based on assumptions, and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decisions. There is a risk of loss of investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors, financial situation, or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.